Arnold movie, Arnold movie, Arnold. Christ movie, Arnold in my life every day. Jesus movie, Arnold movie, Arnold movie, Arnold. Jesus movie, Arnold in my life every day. Christ movie, Arnold movie, Arnold movie, Arnold. Jesus movie, Arnold. In our life every day, Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Christ must be honored in our life every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in our life every day. Christ must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in our lives every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Christ must be honored in your life every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in our lives every day. Christ must be honored. Must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in your life every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Christ must be honored in your life every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Christ must be honored in our life every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in our life every day. Christ must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in our lives every day. All the glory must be unto our God, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on it should take glory to himself. All the glory must be. All the glory must be. All the glory must be unto the Lord. All the glory must be to our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on it should take glory to himself. All the glory must be. All the glory must be. All the glory must be unto our God. All the glory must be to our God. For he worthy of our praise. No man on it should take glory to himself. All the glory must be. All the glory must be. All the glory must be unto our God. All the glory must be to our God, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on it should take glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God. All that glory must be to our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should take glory to himself. All that glory must be, all that glory must be, all that glory must be unto our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God today again for a good weather. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. For some time now, we've been having funny weather in Texas, in Florida, and then Sierra Leone. They've been going through a lot. We've been praying for them. And we know God is going to do things in their lives. So many people have died. And, of course, Jesus said these things will happen at the end time. These are the signs of the end time in Mark 24. Jesus spoke about the end time. So everyone should take heart and continue to pray and look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Well, you are welcome to the Hour Miracles Radio and Television Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Stephen John Biokuru coming your way with the living word of God. Today, I'm led to share with you on the topic, the anointing you respect is the anointing that blesses you. The anointing you respect is the anointing that blesses you. Oh, yes, of course. When we talk about the anointing, we're talking about the personality, the person you respect. That is what blesses you. And, of course, Jesus is our very good example in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. Our text is taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, from verse 55 to 58. Jesus came to his own country of Nazareth, and he came to minister to the people. And when he got down there, the people didn't really receive him that much. They really didn't honor him. They were rather asking, is this not the carpenter's son? Is this not Jesus of Nazareth? Who is the carpenter's son? Is he not the son of Mary? He lives with us here. How come he's preaching to us and telling us things from the Bible? You know, the Bible said they looked down upon Jesus. And because of this, Jesus really didn't do much in Nazareth. Familiarity brings contempt. That's how they say it. Familiarity brings, because Jesus grew among them, they started looking down on him. And then also, Jesus made a powerful statement. He said, a prophet is not honored except amongst his people. A prophet is not honored except among his people. Jesus makes this statement in that same passage, Matthew chapter 13, from verse 55 to 58. Now, the danger in not honoring the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, many people try to be over familiar. You know, they look at Jesus as the Son of God. The other day, somebody said Jesus is just a prophet. It was very funny. How can Jesus be just a prophet? The Savior of the world, our Redeemer, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the one who died for you to be saved, shed his blood for the remission of your sins. By his stripes you were healed. The one who died, that was buried, and on the third day he resurrected, and he said, I am coming again to rapture my people. You just look at him as a prophet. No, Jesus is not just a prophet. He's a savior, he's a redeemer, he's a healer, he's a rewarder, he's everything. How do you look at Jesus? How do you see him? You see, God will honor his own. God said, I will honor those who honor me. Romans chapter 9, verse 15. God will honor those who honor him. He will respect those who respect him. And when you don't honor God, how will God honor you? When you don't respect God, you don't respect the things of God, how will God regard you? People were touching the hem of his garment. They were just touching the hem of his garment for fun. But a woman came from behind and said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She approached the anointing of Jesus with respect, with honor, with reverence, with grace. And when she touched the hem of Jesus, she was made whole. She respected the anointing of Jesus, and that anointing began to work for her. Today, I pray for you that you begin to respect the anointing of Jesus. You begin to respect Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior so that you can have eternal life. It is the anointing that you respect that blesses you. Oh, yes, this is very important. Look at Mary Magdalene in Matthew chapter 26, verse 7. Matthew chapter 26, verse 7, the Bible says that Mary Magdalene poured the alabaster oil on the feet of Jesus and worshipped him and used her hair to clean his feet as a sign of respect and honor, reverencing her Lord and Savior who delivered her from demons. And Jesus spoke over her. He said, of all women, this is one of the greatest women that ever lived. Are you honoring God in your life? Are you honoring Jesus? The woman who gave her last meal in 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 12 to 13. The widow of Zarephath gave her last meal in reverence to the prophet Elijah. To respect the prophet Elijah, the widow of Zarephath gave her last meal, honoring the God of Elijah with her last meal. And God indeed blessed her because the Bible says she got more than she requested, more than she expected in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 12 to 13. The Shunammite woman gave a room to Prophet Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 10. The woman of Shunammite, she said, I perceive that Prophet Elisha is a servant of God. And she and her husband decided to sow a seed in the life and ministry of Prophet Elisha by giving him a room to live in. That way he doesn't have to worry about his bills. And God rewarded that woman by blessing her womb and made her a mother of children. The anointing you respect is the anointing that blesses you. The anointing you respect is the anointing that favors you. Mary and Martha were with Jesus. Mary and Martha were with Jesus in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Mary and Martha, they were with Jesus. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Martha was very busy trying to set up meals for Jesus. And then Mary took time to sit with the Lord Jesus Christ and was learning from her master and her Lord. She reverenced Jesus. She respected the ministry of Jesus Christ by sitting down to listen carefully to every word the master was speaking. And Jesus said, Mary, you have got the best part. Martha is so worried about every other thing. I pray for you today that you will begin to sit at the feet of Jesus, honoring Jesus and reverencing Jesus. Let him teach you his word. Let the Holy Spirit begin to speak to you. Let God begin to teach you and minister to your need. That's what it's all about. You got to fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ because he's your Lord and Savior. You got to reverence him and respect him and honor him. God said, I will honor those who honor me. Read through the Old Testament, and you see the kings referring to the prophets as fathers. Read through the Bible. Of course, you read through the Bible. The kings, they refer to Prophet Elijah, Prophet Isaiah, and all the great men of God, they refer to them as father. King Ahab and the rest of them, several of them, King Hezekiah, they referred to the men of God as father. And of course, that's what it is. A man of God is your father, is your spiritual father, is your spiritual authority, your pastor, the evangelist, the teacher, the prophet, the apostle, the bishop, the archbishop, the pope, and all the men and women of God who are ministering to you in one way or the other, they are your parental guide. They represent God in your life. They are the servants of God. God doesn't have to come from heaven to minister to you. God is already in his servants. Jesus is in us. Christ in us is the hope of glory. It is the God that is in us that you are reverencing. It is Christ that is in us that you are respecting. This is very, very, because sometimes people pray, fast, and they don't get results. It is because of wrong attitudes like this, wrong attitude. You are praying, you are reading Bible, you are going to church day and night, and you are not getting results. God is not answering your prayer, not knowing that you are disregarding God, you disrespect God, you disrespect Jesus, you disregard the people of God, you don't reverence God in your heart, you despise Jesus Christ, you despise the servants of God, you despise, when you despise the servants of God, you are despising God, because God sent us. Oh, yes, we represent Christ. Here on earth, we are the ambassadors of Jesus Christ. That's what the word of God says in Corinthians. He said, we are the ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We represent Christ right here on earth. So God has sent us to you. So when you respect us, you respect our anointing, you respect what we are doing, we respect the God of God we are doing, you are respecting God. You are reverencing God. You are honoring God. That is when God begins to minister to you. That is when God begins to reach out to you. That is when God begins to answer your prayer. That is when God begins to meet your need. That is when the anointing destroys the yoke. That is when prayers for you are answered. That is when you pray and God answers your prayers. May you have a heart of repentance today, that as from today you begin to honor Jesus, honor God, honor his servants, honor his ministers that he has sent across you to minister grace to your life. And as you honor the servants of God, God will honor you in the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. The word of God says, believe in the Lord, and thou shalt be established. Believe in his prophets, and ye shall prosper. Believe in the Lord, and thou shalt be established. Believe in his prophets, and ye shall prosper. That's a powerful word from God. Believe in his prophets and ye shall prosper. Believe in the servant of God. Believe in the man of God. Believe in the woman of God. Believe in your pastor. Believe in your evangelist. Believe in your Bible teacher. Believe in the apostle. Believe in the bishop. Believe in his prophets and ye shall prosper. prosperity is tied up with how much reverence and respect you have for the man of God, for the servants of God, for the ministers of God. So when you despise the servants of God, you are despising God. When you disregard and disrespect the servants of God, you have already disrespected God. And it carries a curse, it carries punishment. Read through the Bible. Read through the Bible. David was dancing and praising God. Somebody came and insulted him. He said, David, why do you dance so much for God like this? David, you are a king. Then the Bible says, God smite that woman with barrenness. At another time, Noah, you know, he was drunk, and his three children, one of them went and made mockery of him, made mockery of the patriarch Noah, and Noah cursed him. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Ham received a curse for making mockery of the servant of God. In the days of Prophet Elisha, they came and mocked Prophet Elisha. I said, Elisha, you are a bald-head man. A bald-head man. They made mockery of the servant of God. The Bible says that bears came from the bush and ate those people who were mocking him. Can you imagine? Bears came from the bush and ate those people who were making mockery of the servant of God. I pray for you today that you will stop making mockery of God's servants, God's ministers, that you start respecting and reverencing and honoring the people of God, that you will not be a person who will carry a curse for this honoring servants of God. This is very important. God gave me this message to share with you this day, and I know that you will never be the same again as you begin to change your attitude towards God, towards the servants of God, towards the ministers of God. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that tread the corn. The ox that tread the corn, you will not muzzle it. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9. The workman is worthy of his hire, is worthy of his wages. When you sow in the life of servants of God, you are sowing to God. Many people say, I'm going to give at the church. I'm going to give to the work of God. Yes, of course, we all give to the work of God. But when you give to the servants of God, you are also giving to God as well. Oh, yes, IROS is not God. IROS is not God. God is the creator of heaven and earth. And what he says is final. He has the final say. When you bless servants of God, when you bless the ministers of God, when you give to the ministers of God, you are giving to God as well. Who cares whether IROS is there? Who cares? Are we giving to IROS? We are giving to God. When we give to bless the servants of God, we are blessing the work of God. We are blessing God's work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Acts of Apostles chapter 4, Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 34 to 35, the Bible says that the early Christians in the early church in Jerusalem, they sold their possessions and their wealth and their land and their houses, and they brought the gains and the profits and the proceeds. They brought them to the church and laid them at the feet of the apostles. Acts of Apostles, chapter 4, verse 34 to 35. They laid their gifts at the feet of the apostles of Christ. See? They brought gifts and donations and help to the servants of God, so that the servants of God will be happy to do the work of God. They will do the work of God with joy. They lay their gifts at the feet of the servants of God. It's not that if they just give it to the servants of God, it is the God they are serving, the God they are reverencing, the God they are worshiping. That is the God you are giving to. When you give to servants of God, you are giving to the work of God as well. you are giving to help the work of God as well. This is very important because today the attitude has changed. People are despising things of God, despising the work of God, despising the church of God, despising Christ, despising the Holy Spirit, despising God, despising this. When you do that, you are inviting a curse upon your life. You need to change that attitude and begin to reverence God and reverence Jesus and respect the anointing of the Holy Ghost. When you respect the servants of God, carry the anointing, that is when the anointing begins to work for you. That is when prayers are answered for your sake. That is when God reaches out to you. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 13 to 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 to 19. The Apostle Paul was writing to the church in Philippi. He said, as I go around doing the work of God from city to city, from place to place, no one ministers to my need except you Christians in Philippi. And for this reason, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This was a prayer the Apostle Paul prayed for the Christians in Philippi. May that prayer be your own today. May God supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. As you begin to bless the servants of God, you bless the men of God, you begin to reverence the anointing, you begin to reverence God and respect God's anointing in their lives, God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And of course, this is real. Philippian Christians were the only people who were ministering to the needs of the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was very busy doing the work of God. And the Philippian Christians took it upon themselves to minister to the man of God. And when they ministered to the man of God, this prayer was for them. God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When you minister to the man of God, to the servant of God, that is what happens to you. God supplies your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Which means if you don't minister to the servants of God, this prayer is not for you. Hey, Rabba Sandoria Baba, Holy Spirit, you are doing a new thing right now. I thank God. God has spoken to you today. Something good is happening to you. You begin to change your attitude. You begin to address Jesus as Lord of your life and your Savior. Yes, you begin to honor God as from today. Blind Bartimaeus, he was calling Jesus, thou son of David, thou son of David. Jesus did not answer. When he said, thou son of David, he just asked, thou son of David. It's okay. But on the third time, he said, Lord, that I may see. Jesus now turned around and opened his blind eye. And blind Bartimaeus began to see. I want to ask you a question. Is Jesus just the son of David? He is the Lord and Savior and Redeemer and Healer. He is the soon coming King. Yes, you got to receive him today as your personal Lord and Savior. You got to respect his anointing, his grace and his mercy and favor. You got to reverence the Lord Jesus Christ so that he can bless you, so that he can save you, so that he can heal you, so that he can deliver you, so that his anointing can destroy every yoke from over your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rakaba. Yando riba imblondo yokondo. Something is happening already. The Holy Spirit has spoken to you, and I know you are making a U-turn, a turn around right now. You are going to begin to see Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. You begin to honor God, honor his servants, honor his ministers. You begin to reverence God and respect God and his servants so that God will begin to reach out to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who have heard this message today that you begin to change your attitude. You begin to reverence God and his people and his servants. You begin to honor God and adore God and worship God. It's very necessary because the anointing you respect is the anointing that blesses your life. The anointing you respect is the anointing that heals you, saves you, blesses you. Is the anointing that ministers to you. Don't you ever despise the things of God. Don't you ever disregard the things of God. When you do that, God will disregard you. God will dishonor you. God will disrespect you. God will disgrace you. And you cannot receive anything from God. God is calling you today to come and have life and life more abundantly. Jesus loves you and we love you too. We pray that the Holy Spirit will interpret this message to you, that you will be a doer of the word and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it to them, text it to them, share it with them, tweet it across to as many people. Let them know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. Remember, Jesus is Lord over the whole world. Felicia and I, we love you, and we say God bless you abundantly. Feel free to call us for prayer or counseling. Area code 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. You can email us ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. Jesus loves you and we love you too. Amen. God bless you for listening. Remember to share this message with all your friends and everyone you know. Email it to them, text it to them, forward it to them, tweet it to them. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. In Jesus' name, amen.